Remember, in the world of retirement planning, time is the most valuable asset you have. And once it's gone, it's the one thing you can never get back.
The year is 2054, and it's been 30 years since the Great Awakening. Black prosperity is everywhere. It is the new normal. It is the new Black Wall Street. This podcast is the story of how we got there. This is Black Wall Street Rise.
Rise up. Rise up. Rise up.
Welcome to Black Wall Street Rise. I am your host, Podcast Doc.
Sarah Breedlove was born on December 23, 1867 in Delta, Louisiana. Her parents were former slaves that worked as sharecroppers at the time Sarah was born. Sarah had a difficult upbringing, to say the least. Her parents died when Sarah was very young, and she moved in with her sister, then later was abused by her sister's husband, moves away at the age of 14, gets married, and has a child 4 years later. When her child was 2 years old, Sarah's husband was lynched and murdered. The combination of stress, a scalp ailment, and a lack of hair care products for blacks caused her to lose her hair at an alarming rate. Then one day she had a dream, in which a big black man appeared to me and told me what to mix up for my hair.
Some of the remedy was grown in Africa, but I sent for it, put it on my scalp, and in a few weeks my hair was coming in faster than it had ever fallen out. Soon after, I began to package and sell this product all around the South. I had just married Charles J. Walker, my second husband, who was a marketing genius, and suggested that we use a more marketable name, Madam C.J. Walker. I traveled everywhere selling my products. I even went into South America and the Caribbean to promote my products. Wherever there was a need, I was there. I began to train and empower other women to sell my products as well. At one time, I had over 1,000 agents selling my products domestically and internationally. It was widely known that I was the first self-made female millionaire in America. Though with all my success, I found it more gratifying to help lift up other people, the disenfranchised and the forgotten people. Helping people was the most important thing to me, and that's exactly what I did, until the good Lord called me home.
Over Madam C.J. Walker's life, she was able to amass a fortune and help many people achieve financial success as well. She also founded philanthropies that included educational scholarships and donations to homes for the elderly. Because she was truly part of the 1%, she didn't have to concern herself about saving for her future. And if you are a part of the 1% of society, then retirement planning probably isn't something that is very high on your list either. But if you're like most of society, at some point, you will need to invest in your future if you ever plan to stop working one day. One way to accomplish this is by investing in your company's retirement plan. There are several different types of plans, but today we'll discuss 401k plans. Investing in your future. Let's go! What is a 401k? A 401k is a retirement savings plan sponsored by an employer. It lets workers save and invest a portion of their paycheck before taxes are taken out. Taxes are not paid until the money is withdrawn from your 401k. With a 401k, you control how your money is invested. Most plans offer a spread of mutual funds composed of stocks, bonds, and money market investments. The most popular option tends to be the target date funds, a combination of stocks and bonds that gradually become more conservative as you reach retirement. Now, many people are put off by the idea of 401ks because they don't want any of their current pay to be reduced. And while that may seem like a prudent decision, you can actually end up hurting yourself in the long run by not contributing to your retirement right away, especially if your employer offers a match. Look, some of the best advice I received a long time ago was to invest into my 401k plan as soon as my employer made it available to me. That way, I didn't even notice that my pay was reduced because I never saw the money to begin with. When trying to determine how much to contribute to a 401k, you should, at a minimum, be contributing the full amount to receive your company's match, assuming that your company has a match. And by match, I mean a certain amount of money that your employer will give you when you contribute to your 401k plan. So let's say your company has a 100% match up to 5%. That means if you make $50,000 a year and elect to contribute 5% of your pay to a 401k, you will contribute $2,500 of your own money to your account. Your employer, because of the match, will also give you $2,500 to your account. They are giving you money just because you gave money to yourself. I think that's a pretty good deal. So, if possible, you should be contributing at least the full amount to get all of the free money you can. Otherwise, you are essentially throwing money away. Not only does investing in a 401k help secure your financial future, but it also reduces your current tax liability as well. So if you made $50,000 and contributed $2,500, your income has now been reduced by $2,500, which means that you would pay less in taxes because your income has been reduced. Now, while it is true that there could be a penalty if you withdraw before age 59 and a half, and it is also true that you will eventually have to pay taxes on the money, the hope is that you won't withdraw the money until you are of retirement age and have retired. Taxes are paid when the money is withdrawn. And when you are retired, your tax bracket should be considerably lower because you're not bringing in any income, at least not like the income you received when you were working. Also, over the long run, money that is invested on a pre-tax basis in mutual fund XYZ will grow to higher levels than money invested on an after-tax basis in mutual fund XYZ. That is because when you invest in an after-tax account, you will be subject to taxes on dividends, capital gains, and sales of securities. In a pre-tax account like a 401k, you typically don't have to worry about those things. Essentially, your taxes will be based off of your normal income tax rate, which, as I said before, should be much lower when you retire.
Now let's talk to Brandon Inglewood, a financial advisor in Dallas, Texas in 2054.
Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you today to talk about a fundamental truth that binds us all. It's about the obstacles we face in our lives. You see, obstacles are not just barriers. They are invitations. Invitations to rise above, to learn, and to grow. They are not the end of the road, but a detour on the path to greatness. Every obstacle we overcome is a testament to our strength, a beacon of hope to those still struggling. Remember, it's not about avoiding the storms, it's about learning to dance in the rain. Let me take you back to a time in my life when the obstacle seemed insurmountable. I was faced with what appeared to be a dead end. I had a dream, a vision for my life, but everywhere I turned, I was met with no. It felt as though the universe was conspiring to see me fail. I remember one particularly challenging period. It was a time of great financial difficulty. I was struggling to make ends meet, and the dream I was chasing seemed further away than ever. The pressure was immense, the nights long and filled with doubt. I questioned everything, my choices, my dreams, even my worth. But it was in this darkest hour, at the very brink of giving up, that I experienced my turning point. It was a cold, dreary night, and the weight of my world seemed to crush me. As I sat there, pondering my situation, I stumbled upon a quote from an old book. It read, "When you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it." That moment was a revelation to me. I realized that the obstacle wasn't the end, but a part of the journey. It wasn't the universe conspiring against me. It was challenging me to fight harder, to dig deeper, and to prove my resolve. It was then that I decided not to give up on my dreams, no matter the odds. With renewed vigor, I started to view every no not as a rejection, but as a redirection to a new opportunity. I learned that persistence pays off, but it's the combined power of persistence and strategy that truly makes the difference. I sought mentorship, improved my skills, and most importantly, I started believing in myself more fiercely than ever before. Slowly but surely, doors began to open. Opportunities I had never imagined started coming my way. It wasn't easy, and it required every ounce of courage I had, but step by step, I climbed out of the abyss and into the light. So here I am, standing before you, not as someone who has never fallen, but as someone who refused to stay down. My journey taught me that obstacles are merely stepping stones on the path to our dreams. They are here to test us, to strengthen us, and to help us appreciate our victories all the more. And so, my message to you today is this: embrace your obstacles, face them with courage and conviction. Know that you have within you the strength to overcome them. Let your dreams be bigger than your fears and your actions louder than your words. Remember, greatness is not found in never falling, but in rising every time we fall.
In the year 2054, Dallas, Texas stands as a testament to progress and financial foresight, a beacon for those who dare to envision a future where comfort meets opportunity at the crossroads of retirement. As a financial advisor in this vibrant city, I've journeyed alongside countless clients, guiding them through the ebbs and flows of investing, especially when it comes to the pivotal decision of starting a retirement plan. Let me share a tale, a blend of wisdom gleaned from years of experience in the lives of those who chose to invest early in their careers versus those who waited. Back in the early 2010s, the concept of a 401k or any retirement plan wasn't new, but the urgency to start one as early as possible hadn't quite taken a hold of everyone. I recall two clients, Alex and Jordan, who came to me at different stages in their lives, each at a crossroads of financial planning, but with varying perspectives on the value of early investment. Alex, fresh out of college, started contributing to her 401k with her first paycheck. She was determined, setting aside a portion of her earnings despite the allure of immediate gratification that tempted many of her peers. Alex saw her 401k as a non-negotiable ticket to future security, a small sacrifice of present comfort for a substantial future gain. Over the years, compound interest became her silent yet powerful ally. By 2054, Alex had amassed a fortune in her retirement account, affording her not just comfort, but the freedom to pursue passions without the weight of financial strain. Jordan, on the other hand, approached me in his mid-40s, awakened to the reality of a retirement planning by a sudden fear of the future. Having prioritized immediate needs and wants over long-term savings, he found himself playing catch-up. We strategized, maximizing his contributions and taking calculated risks to grow his portfolio. While Jordan did manage to secure a comfortable retirement by 2054, the journey was fraught with sacrifices and what-ifs. He often mused about the difference a couple of decades could have made, envisioning the ease of a path walked by someone like Alex. The tale of these two clients illuminates a truth we've come to embrace in 2054. The power of time in investing cannot be overstated. Those who started early, like Alex, benefited from the magic of compound interest, watching their investments grow exponentially over the years. They entered retirement not just secure, but thriving, able to explore new ventures and passions with the financial backbone to support their dreams. Conversely, late starters like Jordan faced challenges, their investments needing more aggressive tactics and often yielding a more modest retirement fund. They lived comfortably, yes, but within the confines of financial caution, their dreams tailored to fit a budget that could have been much more. In Dallas 2054, we stand on the shoulders of financial giants, those who understood that investing in a retirement plan wasn't just an option, but a necessity. The landscape of retirement planning has evolved, with technologies and strategies far beyond what we had in the early 21st century. But the foundational truth remains the same. The earlier you start, the better off you'll be. So I'll share this story, and I hope it serves as a beacon for the young professionals of today. Let the experiences of Alex and Jordan be your guide. Embrace the opportunity to invest in your future, to start early, and reap the benefits of a decision that pays dividends far beyond your initial contribution. Remember, in the world of retirement planning, time is the most valuable asset you have, and once it's gone, it's the one thing you can never get back.
Look, the days of pensions and defined benefit plans are gone. So if you want to retire one day, begin saving for your retirement today. No matter your age, just do it. Or you could always just become independently wealthy like Madam C.J. Walker and create your own hair care empire. Either one will work. So let me ask you a question. If you could see the future and could see that your life was destined to be great, what would you do today to ensure that vision comes to pass? This is Black Wall Street Rise.
Looking at the mirror and what I see, I worthy. Haters can't stop what is meant to be, I worthy. I get up every time I fall down, cause the world keeps spinning around. And after everything is said and done, best believe I worthy.